The works of artist Hans Meyer Castle have hung in universities, homes, and even castles around the world, and now many are on display at the Nevada Museum of Art. Meyer Castle settled in Genoa, where he lived the last chapter of his life and captured the beauty of the area. Our reporter Holly Hutchings has more.
This was the first permanent settlement in Nevada during the migration to California for the gold rush. Right here was the Raycraft Hotel, and they also simultaneously owned the town hall where they would have their dances. And then we have the Genoa Bar, which is in a renaissance now. It's a very popular water hole.
Walking through Genoa with H. Williams Brooks is like getting a history lesson in small-town Nevada. He came here as an infant when his Uncle Hans and Aunt Maria took him in and raised him. He lives on the same property, just off State Route 206, that was once his uncle's art studio. It has been his home for over 70 years.
Hans and Maria bought this place in 1945, and I came here shortly thereafter, within a few months, and they raised me. I was about 4 months old.
Before landing in Genoa, Hans Meyer Castle trained at the University of Munich and excelled in a formal academic style of painting. He was a prolific and widely known artist in his home country of Germany, but immigrated to the U.S. for a better life. He lived in New York and other places, but Brooks says in his later years, the pull of the quiet and vast mountain ranges drew Meyer Castle to the valleys of northern Nevada.
He finally found what we call Shangri-La here in our family, here in Genoa. It's the first home they ever owned. Here he found the peace and tranquility that he sought throughout his life, and that's reflected in his work now.
He had just witnessed, while in New York, two world wars. His hometown of Castle had been obliterated during World War II. The University of Munich and Munich had been destroyed during World War II bombing. So he'd seen much of the landscape that had informed his entire life destroyed before his eyes.
That's Ann Wolf, senior curator at the Nevada Museum of Art. As part of the exhibition, curators and spectators gather to hang a large piece of Nevada Governor Fred Balzar. Workers delicately roll it out, place it on the wall, and take exact measurements until it's centered. The museum is borrowing this portrait of Governor Balzar from the state capitol. Meyer Castle painted many portraits, including that of 4 Nevada governors and 3 from California. Wolf worked closely with Jack Bacon, guest curator for the exhibit. Brooks called on Bacon to appraise his inheritance. Bacon spent an intense year researching the artist.
I think he fell in love with the lighting, the light in Nevada, and the coloration, and the mountains, and the deserts, because you can see a difference between his paintings in Germany and the paintings in Nevada. It definitely evolved into a brighter, more impressionistic style of painting.
Meyer Castle's works have quietly been hanging in homes all over Nevada and California for decades. Bacon and coordinators have pulled them together and formed the current exhibit. Longtime Reno resident and fellow artist Renate Newman has 2 of his works, one of which now hangs in the exhibit. The other one, a calming landscape of lush lilacs, has been in her home for nearly 40 years.
I was so impressed because I'm an artist also, and it's very hard to paint lilacs, to simplify them, and he just did a wonderful job in doing that. So that was the first painting of his I acquired.
Along with the exhibition, there's also a monument to remember the painter. Meyer Castle's nephew, Bill Brooks, shows us where it'll go.
And the monument will be located, to my understanding, right about here.
And we are where?
You're at the original courthouse in the state of Nevada. I never thought I'd experience this, but it's finally come to fruition.
With the recent attention, the memory of Meyer Castle seems to be as bright as one of his landscapes. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Holly Hutchings.
The monument will be dedicated on the grass of the Genoa Courthouse Museum Saturday, May 19th, with the ceremony and festivities lasting from 1 to 3 p.m. Holly Hutchings is a graduating senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism.